B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Hey, we want to hook you guys up just around 8 a.m. this morning. Your shot to win Tweetsy Railroad tickets. The K9S in flight. It's a four-pack of tickets. Shows are going to be happening daily with their fourth. Oh, K9s? Oh, is that what that is? K9s? K9s in flight. From July 20th through the 28th. Shows are going to be featuring. The four-legged friends are going to be performing. Listen, just go to Tweetsy Railroad. It's a railroad. What are the dogs doing? Driving the train?
I think they're flying.
I mean, what's going on?
I don't know. K9s in flight.
I said K9S, because that's how I read that.
You read that as K9S?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it like the new iPhone? iPhone 9S?
Listen, we just got back from vacation. What do you want from it?
Yeah. Tweetsy Railroad tickets. We got four of them for you and your family coming up at 8. How about that?
All right. So, Loren, you were at a fancy club. And what I can imagine, if I can, because I don't know. I've never been. But I imagine you in this, like, rooftop beach luxurious party where everybody's wearing white clothes, because for some odd reason I just imagine it's like white clothes and champagne flowing. Uh-huh. And, is that about right?
No. Maybe in South Beach, but we did just get back from vacation, and part of our vacation when we went to Florida, we went to Key Largo to the Ocean Reef Club.
Mm-hmm. Largo!
Largo!
It's so fancy down in Largo, darling.
Well, the Ocean Reef Club is like the fanciest of Largo, too. So,
I've heard.
We have some friends that have a house there, and they don't stay at it year-round, so we were down there, and they happened to be out of town, so they said, hey, you can come down and stay at our place.
Sweet.
Which was awesome. But when you check in, like, you can't even buy anything inside Ocean Reef without a membership card. So when you get to the house, you have to go and give the front desk your credit card, and essentially you get something that looks like a room key.
Okay.
So when we went to go pick up our charge cards, we walk into the front desk, check in, and before we leave, Dallas and I are kind of...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Scooting around the front desk to go out to the pool, and the guy goes, ma'am, excuse me. And we're like, do we forget something? You know, what's up? And he hands us a sheet of paper with all of the dress code rules on them.
Oh, God.
And he said, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Oh, God.
And, like, when I tell you, my jaw hit the ground, and I was like, why? What do you mean? And he's like, so he takes out his highlighter, and so embarrassing, by the way. I'm standing in the middle of this lobby, and he takes out his... piece of paper and his highlighter, and he starts highlighting what I'm wearing and why
and how you're breaking. So you broke the dress code rule.
Yes. He said, I'm really sorry to tell you this, but not only do you have tattered jeans on, and he highlights tattered jeans, but we do not accept jean shorts that are not fingertip length, and he highlights that too, and I'm like, oh, come on, dude. I'm like,
darling,
really?
It is Largo. It's in Key West, Largo. You should know.
Right?
This is not a NASCAR event, darling. Now, even though you got thrown out of the NASCAR event for wearing the same shorts, I'm sure, last year.
Yeah.
And you keep requesting Bud Light, whatever that is.
Right.
We don't have Bud Light, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm embarrassed, and I'm like, come on, dude. And I go, well, can I at least go out to the pool just to, like, check it out first? He says, I'm sorry, I can't let you out there.
No.
Sweetheart, you're wearing a strange costume. Go upstairs and change, would you?
But with that, him not letting me out to the pool, he comes around the desk and, like, kind of puts his hand on my shoulder and starts escorting me out the door.
What?
What?
He literally escorted you so you wouldn't sneak past or get
eaten. Yes.
Were you by yourself?
I was with Dallas and Elena and Baby Cash.
Oh, the whole family was there.
Not only was I wearing tattered jeans, but Elena was wearing tattered jeans too. So, like, we were like, double, you're not going in.
So what did you do? You went and changed and then got back out?
Yeah, and it's like you got to take a golf cart to the other side of the island to go back and change to come all the way back again. And then we were so embarrassed. I was like, I don't even want to go to the pool anymore.
You know, here at Lago, we like our...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
To dress like they're from 1950s, darling. If you could be like from 1950s era.
I picture him as the waiter in that in the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off when Ferris tries to go into the restaurant to make his reservation. He says, why don't you children go to the clubhouse and play? The adults are here not wearing tattered jeans, my love.
I sent Nicole a picture of the shorts that I had on, so she's going to post it up. But they really, they weren't that bad. Like, there's something that you would wear like in normal, everyday society. And they sell jean shorts at the shops right there, too. And I was like, how can you sell them, but I can't wear them?
Did you go out to the pool eventually, or did you...
The next day.
Did you notice anybody wear? Were you all of a sudden on patrol where you were going to start turning people in?
Yes.
And did everybody follow the dress code?
Yes.
Did he use his finger to say whether or not they were long enough?
No. No, but, you know, fingertip length. Like, if I put my hands down, they have to be... As long as my arms. I'm like, I just have really long arms.
Yeah, like to your thigh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, a little longer than mid-thigh.
But Roy, I got to be honest. Like, I had this conversation with you after the All-Star race when we were guests at the Cabarrus County's Visitor Center. The Cabarrus County Visitor Center. They invited us to their tailgate. And remember, on that piece of paper, there was a dress code.
Yeah.
And they didn't say anything to you, Lorraine, but they did say, like, no ripped jean shorts.
And you wore that.
Well, I didn't...
I didn't tell her about that until after I got there.
Like, and then, literally, we were on the way there, and he was, like, reading the piece of paper, and he's like, oh.
Well, you know, when it comes to, like, NASCAR, I mean, you could practically be topless at those things.
That's what I thought, too.
This was a bougier tailgate. Yes. Thanks to the Cabarrus County.
You know what? I think I'm just going to throw out all of my jean shorts from now on. They've got me in trouble twice already.
All right, let's hear from all our Team Lauren people out there. You guys in the audience, if you were thrown out because of your dress code, where were you thrown out from, and what did they tell you?
704-570-9595. We'll do that, and we got your chance at those Tweety Railroad tickets. We're going to do that next. K9's in flight, by the way.
K9S, right?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.